Gates Loan Foundation, supporting books, radio, podcasts, film, television, theater, and more to bridge science and the humanities. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Z's Divine Espresso, offering craft-roasted organic coffees from two Lawrence locations, 1800 East 23rd and 2351 West 31st. CoffeeInLawrence.com.
It is 59 degrees in Lawrence, 61 in Emporia, 58 in Chanute. It is 3:06.
Our news.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City online. You will always find us streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, a new survey has found that a majority of Americans believe the economy is not working for them personally.
Save money, but now that we're having to pay more money for things that we need in every day, like groceries, we can't keep up.
About a third of the poll respondents also said their finances have worsened over the last year. We will have the details for you. Coming your way at 3:36, we will have news headlines at 3:30. A little bit later in the show, Zane Irwin has spent a lot of time looking into how families are dealing with changes to the law in Kansas regarding gender-affirming treatment for underage kids, essentially. Underage kids would probably go together. At any rate, we will be hearing that at 4:44 and again at 5:44. So that is coming up, just not this hour. We have had some changes to the forecast here in the very, very recent past. We now have a high wind warning going into effect at 2 a.m. for Chase, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Lyon, Morris, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, Riley, and Waubonsie counties. Wind gusts up to 65 miles per hour. Widespread power outages are expected. Blowing dust could dramatically reduce visibility, making it very hazardous to drive. A wind advisory from 2 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow for Anderson, Brown, Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Jackson, Jefferson, Nemaha, Osage, and Shawnee counties. The wind advisory getting underway at 8 a.m. for the Kansas City metro area. We also will have a red flag warning going into effect at 10 a.m. tomorrow, running through 6 o'clock tomorrow night. This means extreme grassland fire danger. I have not seen the Weather Service this serious about a red flag warning in a very long time. So Chase, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Greenwood, Lyon, Morris, Ottawa, Riley, and Waubonsie counties, be aware it is just dry as a bone out there. Relative humidities tomorrow down around 22%. This is KPR.
This is on the Next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. The very latest national, international, and regional news from Morning Edition and KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate, specializing in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information at tom-harper.com or on Instagram at Lawrence Modern.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 59 degrees in Lawrence and it's 3:30.
Most of the assets disagrees for fear of Russian retaliation. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
On Wall Street, stocks finished lower for a fourth straight trading session. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Fire officials in Kansas say high winds and low humidity tomorrow will put much of the state at risk for quick-spreading grass fires. Forecasts call for winds of 25 to 30 miles per hour, gusts as high as 65 miles an hour in some places. Sedgwick County Fire Marshal Bradley Crisp says people should avoid using fire pits or any kind of outdoor flame. He also suggests cutting dry grasses and moving firewood away from buildings.
Anything that we can get away from the home that is combustible or at least has a propensity to burn is going to give you a better chance to save your property.
Drivers should not throw lit cigarettes out of their car windows. Winds could also make driving difficult. Fire officials are advising people not to drive into smoke and to slow down or pull over if necessary. One of the first things the Kansas Senate could take up when it convenes next month would honor a controversial conservative activist. Sam Zeff reports that Republicans in Kansas and Missouri want to create a Charlie Kirk Free Speech Day.
The pre-filed resolution in Kansas is co-sponsored by all 31 Senate Republicans. It would establish the Free Speech Day on October 14th, Kirk's birthday. Kirk was assassinated in September while speaking at a Utah university. The resolution says Kirk's legacy will continue to serve as an example of the importance of free speech in the First Amendment. A similar bill was pre-filed in the Missouri General Assembly. That legislation, sponsored by State Senator Brad Hudson from Cape Fair in southern Missouri, would create a Charlie Kirk Day and calls Kirk a champion of civil dialogue and faith. I'm Sam Zeff.
Upcoming Medicaid cuts could affect in-home care for elderly and disabled Kansans. Funding for home and community-based services are listed as an optional waiver for the state to offer under Medicaid. Sherry Coatney with Southeast Kansas Independent Living says the funding loss would hurt the region's disabled community.
So they are left with a tough decision whether they actually go to an institution or find a way to rely on other people somehow, or just choose to stay in their own home and chance the fact that they might die.
Roughly 13,000 Kansas residents are expected to lose their Medicaid benefits starting next year, according to Reach Healthcare Foundation. A high wind warning going into effect at 2 a.m. running through the day tomorrow for Chase, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Lyon, Morris, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, Riley, and Waubonsie counties. A wind advisor from 2 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow for Anderson, Brown, Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Jackson, Jefferson, Nemaha, Osage, and Shawnee counties. Wind advisory from 8 a.m. through 6 p.m. tomorrow for the greater Kansas City metro area and also St. Joseph. This is KPR, and it is 3:35.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep. If you're bracing for that holiday conversation with a relative you disagree with, NPR's Morning Edition gives you an example of how. We ask hard questions, really listen to answers, and keep it civil.
Oh, forgive me, but didn't you surface that issue? And am I not listening to you?
Listen well with us, weekday mornings.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR station's Morning Edition is what you will hear with the latest national, international, and regional news. I guarantee you there will be some weather news. Jay Schaefer will be your local host tomorrow.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and at the frequencies as well. In our next half hour, an update of news headlines at 4:01. Then at 4:06, the president says he is imposing a ban on all sanctioned oil tankers leaving Venezuela. Venezuela's government says, not so fast, we're a sovereign nation. They are calling it an outrageous threat intended to rob the country of its oil wealth. Greg Myrie's been following the story. We'll talk about it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Lows and lower 40s tonight, 30% chance of rain after midnight, gusty winds after midnight, with lows in the lower 40s. It's 10 minutes before 4.
And affordable home that allows them to thrive. Information about ways to prevent and solve homelessness is at melvilletrust.org. And from Progressive Insurance, Progressive is looking for individuals in a variety of career fields who want to help build a culture of inclusiveness. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. This is NPR.
NPR's Morning Edition jumpstarts your day like that first sip of coffee or cold water on your face. Wake up tuned into the world every weekday morning from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Lots of high wind warnings and wind advisories, even a red flag warning going into effect tomorrow. I'll tell you more about the weather coming up shortly. It's 4 o'clock.
Individuals whose ideas, solutions, and discoveries expand people's expectations of what's possible. MacFound.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Do you have an old car or truck that you don't want to deal with? The KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Visit kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle and proceeds will benefit KPR.
It is 56 degrees in Lawrence, 58 in Manhattan, 51 in Atchison. It is 4:06.
She says a lot of her friends waited to have babies until they were in their 40s, too. For NPR News, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga in Kansas City.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up at 4:30, an update of news headlines. At 4:44, we will hear a story that the Kansas News Service has been working on for a while. In January, all access to hormone treatments and other gender-affirming care for transgender minors will be ending in Kansas. And now some families are opting to leave the state in order to continue getting care for their children.
As a family, we discussed it, and it was really our only option to keep her safe.
Coming up, Kansas is one of many states that LGBTQ plus IA people are fleeing. The details coming your way from the Kansas News Service here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from City Wine Market, specializing in wines for every palate and striving to help find customers' next bottle of wine since 2010. More information at citywinemarket.com.
Lots of holiday cheer awaiting you on KPR this month, from the broadcasts of Holiday Vespers and the Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols to special programs for the season like Welcome Christmas. Lots to enjoy this month on KPR. To see a schedule of all of our holiday programming, visit us at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
It's 56 degrees in Lawrence, 56 in Topeka. The time is 4:20.
Former prisons, many of which were accused of inhumane conditions.
Immigration detention has always been a dangerous place. It has been an abusive place across administrations.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. The latest national, international, and regional news tomorrow with Layla Fadel, Michelle Martin, and Jay Schaefer.
Reach an engaged and influential audience by becoming a KPR corporate sponsor. It's an efficient, effective way to recognize your business and support public media. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
News headlines coming up next. It is 56 degrees in Lawrence. It is 4:30.
NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Fire officials in Kansas say high winds and low humidity tomorrow will put much of the state at risk for quick-spreading grass fires. Forecasts call for winds of 30 to 40 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 65 miles an hour in some places. Sedgwick County Fire Marshal Bradley Crisp says people should avoid using fire pits or any kind of outdoor flame. He also suggests cutting dry grasses and moving firewood away from buildings.
Anything that we can get away from the home that is combustible or at least has a propensity to burn, it's going to give you a better chance to save your property.
Drivers should not throw lit cigarettes out of their car windows. Winds could also make driving difficult. Fire officials advise people not to drive into smoke and to slow down or pull over if necessary. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach announced today that Kansas is among the 35 states reaching a settlement with carmakers Hyundai and Kia over anti-theft technology. As a result of the settlement, Hyundai and Kia will be offering a free hardware fix for all affected vehicles that will help deter future thefts. Kobach said in a news release that Hyundai and Kia cars have been part of a, quote, epidemic of car thefts and joyriding across the nation that continues to threaten public safety, unquote. The two automakers have agreed to equip their vehicles with engine immobilizer anti-theft technology and to offer reinforced ignition cylinder protectors to owners and lessees of eligible vehicles. If you need more information about this settlement, visit our website, Go to News Headlines. There's a clickable link that will take you to a webpage giving you all the information you should need. People in Kansas City can now apply to rent out their homes under the special short-term rules that the city approved for next year's World Cup matches. But as Sam Zeff tells us, property owners aren't rushing to host World Cup visitors.
A new report from the Mid-America Regional Council says that listings for short-term rentals are down 18% during the 8-week World Cup window. In October, Mark says there were 1,300 listings in the metro. There are just 1,000 listings for next summer. However, the median price jumped from $250 a night to $300. The price for a short-term rental tops $400 a night in Olathe, Kansas City, Missouri, Lenexa, and Overland Park. Mark says the data suggests owners are adjusting prices rather than adding new listings. I'm Sam Zeff.
We have a high wind warning from 2 a.m. through 6 p.m. tomorrow for Chase, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Lyon, Morris, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, Riley, and Waubonsie counties. A wind advisory from 2 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow for Anderson, Brown, Coffee, Douglas, Franklin, Jackson, Jefferson, Nemaha, Osage, and Shawnee counties.
Your news, this is All Things Considered.
From NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. On January 1st, young people in Kansas will be completely banned from receiving gender-affirming medical treatments. As Zane Irwin of the Kansas News Service reports, transgender people and their families have already started fleeing for states where they can access care, uprooting their lives in the process.
On a chilly December morning, Jill Clements shows me photo after families like theirs will continue to face choices that feel impossible. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. You'll find more of their stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics, providing pediatric primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for children from birth to age 21 at 1 Lawrence location. More information at pandapeds.com.
You'll hear a repeat of this story in our next hour. So if you heard that, there's someone you want to tell about it, or maybe you'd like to hear it again. Again, just about 1 hour from now, we will hear it again. You are listening to KPR, Kansas Public Radio, at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. We'll get you an update of news headlines at 5:01, at 5:06. Congress has been taking some action on the ACA and the cost of premiums, the tax credits over there that help keep premiums low. It's not like it's clear sailing yet, though, if you were waiting for your premiums to go up. We'll talk about where things stand for those who rely on the Affordable Care Act for their health insurance coming up here on KPR. It's 10 minutes before 5.
More, where people can find wines, spirits, and beers for holiday gatherings at Total Wine and More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Available to adults 21 or older. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with Morning Edition from NPR News, where we ask questions you want answers to. Get context, clarity, and accountability every weekday from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. It is Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer will be your local host tomorrow. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. News headlines are a minute away. It is 5 o'clock.
Include the Cy Sims Foundation. Since 1985, supporting advances in science, education, and the arts towards a fairer, more just, and civil society. More information is available at cysimsfoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more. All available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
It's 51 degrees in Lawrence, 54 in Manhattan, 57 in Chanute. It is 5:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is your place for NPR News. Broadcasting at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in just about 12 minutes, we'll get you an update of news headlines. At 5:44, a repeat of this investigation that Zane Irwin undertook regarding some of the families dealing with changes to the law in the state of Kansas, as it is banning gender-affirming treatment for minors. Not coal miners, minors like kids who are not of age. That story and much more still to come here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas County since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
Join us tomorrow night to celebrate with us as we air Holiday Vespers, the annual concert by the KU Choirs and Symphony Orchestra. It is the 101st performance. We have music by Tchaikovsky, Mozart, and many more, plus some carols for the season's Holiday Vespers at the University of Kansas. Hear it tomorrow night at 7 on your KPR One stations.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com.
30% chance of rain after midnight. Lows in the lower 40s. Winds picking up after midnight. We do have wind advisories in effect for Lawrence and Topeka tomorrow. It's 5:20.
Supports, many of which were accused of inhumane conditions.
Immigration detention has always been a dangerous place. It has been an abusive place across administrations.
That story on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition with the latest national, international, and regional news. Jay Schaefer will be your local host tomorrow.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, offering holiday gift ideas. The gift of membership lasts a year, and the gift of Tiger Tail's legacy bricks lasts a lifetime. Information and shopping at topekazoo.org.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 51 degrees in Lawrence. It's 5:30.
Ryan co-starred in Reiner's film When Harry Met Sally. She posted an emotional tribute on Instagram, thanking the Reiners for the way they believed in true love, in fairy tales, and in laughter. She also thanked them for their faith in the best in people and profound love of country.
You're listening to NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Fire officials in Kansas say high winds and low humidity tomorrow will put much of the state at risk for quick-spreading grass fires. Forecasts are calling for winds of 30 to 40 miles an hour, with gusts as high as 60 miles an hour in some places. Sedgwick County Fire Marshal Bradley Crisp says people should avoid using fire pits or any kind of outdoor flame. He also suggests cutting dry grasses and moving firewood away from buildings.
Anything that we can get away from the home that is combustible or at least has a propensity to burn is going to give you a better chance to save your property.
Drivers should not throw lit cigarettes out of their car windows. Winds could also make driving difficult. Fire officials are advising people not to drive into smoke and to slow down or pull over if necessary. One of the first things the Kansas Senate could take up when it convenes next month would honor a controversial conservative activist. Sam Zeff reports on Republicans in Kansas and Missouri who want to create a Charlie Kirk Free Speech Day.
The pre-filed resolution in Kansas is co-sponsored by all 31 Senate Republicans. It would establish the Free Speech Day on October 14th, Kirk's birthday. Kirk was assassinated in September while speaking at a Utah university. The resolution says Kirk's legacy will continue to serve as an example of the importance of free speech in the First Amendment. A similar bill was pre-filed in the Missouri General Assembly. That legislation, sponsored by State Senator Brad Hudson from Cape Fear in southern Missouri, would create a Charlie Kirk Day and calls Kirk a champion of civil dialogue and faith. I'm Sam Zeff.
Upcoming Medicaid cuts could affect in-home care for elderly and disabled Kansans. Funding for home and community-based services are listed as an optional waiver for the state to offer under Medicaid. Sherry Coatney with Southeast Kansas Independent Living says the funding loss would hurt the region's disabled community.
So they are left with a tough decision whether they actually go to an institution or find a way to rely on other people somehow, or just choose to stay in their own home and chance the fact that they might die.
Roughly 13,000 Kansas residents are expected to lose their Medicaid benefits starting next year. That's according to the REACH Healthcare Foundation. It's 5:35.
Support for NP.
Pressure on some European states.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the loan would be a game changer for his country. He's just decided to attend the summit in person. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. On January 1st, young people in Kansas will be completely banned from receiving gender-affirming medical treatments. As Zane Irwin reports, transgender people and their families have already started fleeing for states where they can access care, uprooting their lives in the process.
On a chilly this year,
I don't know if that's something that laws should be made about. I feel like that should be a unique decision-making process for every single individual.
The families of two other transgender teens in Kansas have sued in state court to block the law from taking full effect. But absent a favorable ruling for them in the next few weeks, families like theirs will continue to face choices that feel impossible. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. You'll find more of their stories at our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Stay tuned. We will have news headlines for you at 6:01. At approximately 6:20, we're going to have a conversation with the mayor of Providence, Rhode Island. Find out what is going on with that investigation into the shooting over the weekend at Brown University. Stick around.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering prevention services, including truancy prevention programming and case management to help families remain safely together. Details at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org.
High wind warning going into effect overnight for Chase, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Geary, Lyon, Morris, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, Riley, Waubonsie counties. Wind gusts up to 65 miles per hour. Widespread power outages are possible tomorrow. Wind advisory for pretty much everyone else in the KPR listening area. It's 10 minutes before 6.
It's all things
at MelvilleTrust.org. And from Progressive Insurance. Progressive is looking for individuals in a variety of career fields who want to help build a culture of inclusiveness. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. This is NPR.
The holidays can throw our usual routines up in the air, but here's one ritual you can keep to stay centered and informed. Listen weekdays to Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can do that tomorrow, anytime, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan 99.5, and at KansasPublicRadio.org. The time is 6 o'clock.